This is a presentation on a feature I added to our application a year, maybe 2 years ago, in order to manage windows, manage the various windows in the application. Start off with talking about what the problem is that I was trying to solve. This is kind of what our application looked like over 5 years ago. It was quite a long time ago. We had a lot of various top-level windows because we had a lot of different views, different things to look at. The application is a simulator, and so it's simulating a hardware descriptive language. So you're displaying the source code of the language. You're displaying data values, various variables in the language, waveform displays. There's windows for navigating through the hierarchy of the design. A lot of information to present. Presenting a lot of windows. Not all the windows are used all the time. So there's, you know, you're constantly shuffling windows. And it just took up a lot of the desk space. It took up a lot of the taskbar with all these different top levels. Now, looking around at other applications, you know, how do they manage data? How do they handle all these different views and stuff? The most common form of the window is the three-pane view, right? So there's the Netscape email tool. You're looking at your message in one pane, your list of messages in another pane, a list of folders in a third pane. And that's very common in a lot of applications. three panes is pretty straightforward to deal with, but we have a lot more than three panes in our application, the three windows to deal with. Our application's a lot like a debugger. So you're looking at DDD. It's a GUI on top of GDB. There's possible four panes. A graphical view of to monitor data, the source code, an assembly language listing, and then a command line. DDD also supports the ability to split the windows out and put them as separate top levels again, so you can run everything in one pane or separate windows. Although it does require you to restart the tool to do that, which is a little cumbersome. If you look at Microsoft's Visual Studio, the kinds of tasks that you have to do in Visual Studio is very much like the tasks we have to do in our simulator, because it's a debugger of hardware description languages, just like Visual Studio is a debugger of software. Again, there's the three-pane view. You have the source code. You have an output section at the bottom, and you have a workspace navigation tool on the side. Okay. When you're actually debugging something, you end up with a whole lot more windows, but they're all in one frame. Your stack over there, and the register views, the various data values that you're displaying. And like I said, it's a very similar kind of problem, task that our tool is trying to do. Visual Studio also supports the ability to pull these window panes out and make them separate floating windows. And there's an example of that. It pulled the register view out as a separate window. And we thought that was a pretty nifty feature to implement. So there's our application with the new, I just lose microphone. Am I still live? Okay. Just got quiet. So there's our application all in one frame.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah. Not working. Keep talking? Okay. So we have various navigation panes. There's navigation panes, different data views, and then there's a main focus area, which we call a multiple document interface area. There's waveform is the most common window used for displaying data. Or you can look at the source code in the same area. And we have tabs along the bottom. So instead of taking up a lot of real estate, you just use the same space and just use tabs to switch through different views. Okay. So there's tabs at the bottom. You can also pull windows out, undock them, and make them standalone, just like the original tool was. Okay. And you can resize these. Slides next. Okay, let's go back here. The really powerful feature of this is that the layout is not fixed. I mean, this is just one possible layout, but the user can move panes around and rearrange these in any kind of arrangement that they feel comfortable with. Okay, and so what I'm going to discuss here is how that's implemented, how I went about doing this. The pane manager uses the paned window widget, the TK paned window widget, and it's wrapped into a mega widget using Inker TK. Right. So the paned window widget is just a stack of windows, and it's either horizontal or vertical, and there's movable sashes between each window, so you can resize the windows on either side. Suddenly came back. Okay? So that gives you one dimension of control. And so what the pane manager does is it nests them. You can do this manually. If you nest another pane window widget in one of the panes, rotated, then you can end up with, and you put a client in there, you stick them together, you end up with your basic three-pane model, right? But the pane manager widget can manage all this and can do this recursively and keeps inserting more pane windows inside for as many windows as you want. So I had to come up with some terminology for how to insert windows into this two-dimensional space. And so the arbitrary terminology I came with is I have a modification of the add command, you can see up here. You give it the window you want to add into the pane manager. But you also have to give it a target window. So the window you add is going to be relative to some other window that's already there. And then you give it a direction. So if this is my target window, the blue space is the target window. I can add a window above it or below it, and I can add it to the left or right of it. Okay, or I can take this space and split it, and put the window on one half or the other, and I refer to that as east or west. And in this scenario, above and below and north south really give you the same thing. So they're synonyms. If the whole picture was rotated 90 degrees, then left and right and east and west would be the same, right? So there's six possible places to insert a window at any given time relative to a target. Okay. It's amazing how when you go from one dimension to two dimension, how the complexity of the interface grows. So this is just a little example I threw together. Just I threw a bunch of widgets in there to give you an idea. I have this frame widget, which is used for the drag and drop control of positioning panes. And you can grab the title bar of a window, slide it over to another location. It draws a little outline where it's going to go. And then you drop it down, and everything gets moved around. So how do I manage that control? I do that by, on the mouse down event, on the drag handle. I'll show you what the drag handle is in a minute. When you do the mouse down event, take all those six possible locations, and look at every window that's already in the pane manager. I figure out all the six locations, and I create a drag map I do this within a canvas. So I create this canvas behind the scenes, draw all these rectangles based on the current Windows geometries and all their six possible locations. And then as the user drags the mouse around with the button down, I just translate the XY of the mouse onto the canvas, and I ask the canvas, what rectangle are you in? And then I take the geometry of that rectangle and draw it on the screen. So that shows you, this is the original location of the window, and these represent, each rectangle represents a possible insert point for it. Okay. So this is the basic pane frame. So another InkerTK class. And it has a title bar. It has a child site. That's where the guts of the Windows goes, the text editor, the waveform viewer, file navigator, whatever. The interesting stuff goes in there. There's also an undock button. You hit that button, the window pops out of the frame, and it becomes its own top level. And there's a maximize button, maximize feature, where when you hit that button, it makes all the other window panes go away. And then that pane takes up the entire frame. So it kind of zooms out, and that's the only window that's there. And then you it's a toggle button. You hit it again. It goes back to its original location. All the other windows return. So if you just want to focus in and look, get a bigger view without disturbing the layout, just hit that button. I didn't display it there, but you can also optionally put a close button on there. All it does is hide the window. And in the center of the title bar is the drag bar. That's the area you'd grab with the mouse to do the placement. So you'd grab that spot. It used to be the entire title bar. You grab anywhere in the title bar and move it. And what I discovered is that people using it have difficulty in accurately grabbing it. The title bar will be right next to a sash. They want to grab the sash and drag it. They end up grabbing the title bar and moving the window. And so the title bar being so much a bigger target was a problem. So I reduced the size of the target to a small area. And that solved a lot of problems, usability problems. Another thing I had to do was, once you go to the trouble of rearranging your panes the way you like it, I needed a way to remember what a layout was. And so the pane manager has a serialized, unserialized mechanism to save and restore layout information. It records the window path of the windows, the paned window configurations for that window, and its size information, the width or height of the window. Also whether it's docked or undocked. If it's undocked, it saves its external window geometry. And then it's a list that's nested. So it looks something like this. The first item in the list is the orientation of the top level paned window. Then each nesting rotates 90 degrees. Okay, does that make sense? So you have the window name, you have the paned window options for that window, and you have size information. Size is in two pieces. There's the internal width or height, the dimension that matters, and then the external, the undocked window geometry. In this case, none of these windows are undocked, so it all says NA. If it was undocked, it would be a normal WM geometry syntax. Okay. And so when you have a nested pane window, it's just the window name itself is a list. And so there's a nesting with two windows inside. And that nested window just rotates the orientation 90 degrees. And there's the options and size information for the nested pane window. Another thing I added was this found a lot of users wanted to move a corner of a window and resize it. So they wanted to resize two directions at once. And this was really simple to implement. And you can probably stick this into the normal bindings of the pane window. Anytime you have two pane windows coming together, forming a T or a cross, you can drag the... if you grab that spot and drag around, it moves both sashes together. Okay, so it's just like dragging the corner. The pane manager window required these three tips. So the WM manage tip allows you to undock, does the basic undock operations in TK. The stretch and hide options, the hide options used to make windows disappear. And then the stretch option is used to the default behavior of the pane window, the rightmost, bottommost window gets any extra space that's left over. And as you resize things, that's not really effective. You want kind of all the windows to get extra space sort of proportionally. And the stretch lets you control that. Okay. Now I'm going to quickly move to a live demo so you can actually see all this. It's kind of, I showed this to our docs person the first time, and I said, you need to describe this in our documentation. And I showed him what it could do, and the guy just stood there and says, I have no idea how to write this in words. And then I did the same demo for our support personnel. And they had been using the tool and didn't know exactly how to use this. It's a very difficult thing to describe. But once you see somebody use it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So let's see if we can. I don't have a Mac implementation of our product. We don't support the Mac, unfortunately. There's the two-dimensional dragging around. If I want to stick this over here. Oops. This is a current recent dev build, so. Never happens, right? So just give you some idea. Now, if I actually bring up more windows. We have this ability to actually create your own layout. So once you get a layout set up, you can then save it and give it a name. And we extract the serialized form of the layout, and then we store it in a user preference file. And they can name these, and they can restore, you know, just recall the layouts as depending on what work they're doing. This shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 windows, something like that. There's over 20, I think, different possible views that our tool provides. There's a code profiling tool. There's a performance analysis tool built in. There's, you know, memory views. There's a large number of different views. So managing all these panes has became a real problem. So there's an example of undocking. Now you can undock by just popping out like that, popping back in, or I can actually drag the window out like that, or drag it back in, put it in a different place. Any questions? This is currently running on 8.4, but it's patched with those tips. Okay. And the two tips are approved and actually in 8.5 already. And the one tip 125 is still in draft. There's the OS X implementation is a lot of work that I haven't quite worked on yet. It's possible. I proved it's possible with one particular case, but it's going to take a lot of code changes. But the Windows and Linux, your Unix implementations of that are working and functioning, and it's in our shipped product. So.
There's a question on the chat. What version of CLTK does it need?
TCL 8.4 is what it's currently implemented. And it's also written in Anchor Tickle, so it's 3.2 Anchor Tickle. Oh, okay. All right. Anything else? I'm going to try and put the software on the CD, at least a Linux build of Tickle TK, Anchor Tickle, with this the pain manager also, and a little demo script. Right? Yes, Joe. No, but I have been thinking about that, and I have an idea of how to actually lay one pane on top of another when that happens, you know, create a tab set that you can tab through them, and then when you drag one off, it just takes one window out and reverts back to the normal mode. So in my next iteration, my next thing to look at is actually implementing that layering of windows as well. This area actually doesn't have a pane frame. You can't drag it out. The multiple document part is always in the main frame. So when you pull everything out, I won't do it that way. But if I can't pull that part out. There's always something in there, and this is kind of a cheat because I realized that if you pulled everything out, what would you show? And suddenly the window would kind of disappear, or you'd show gray space or something. So I said, well, let's just leave one of them in there all the time, and that made a lot of sense anyway to leave the MDI spot in there. Yeah, that's part of our application. It just the top menu item, layout, reset. It erases all the resets, all the layouts, recorded layouts, and goes back to a default. So. Okay. Thank you.